of this world. We'll surrender to you, God. Oh, forever you will stand. The brain victorious.
Praise his name this morning. Lord, we worship you. God, we praise you. We exalt you. You are holy. You are the mighty one, the holy one, the creator, the only true God, the name above every name, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We exalt you today. You're our King of Kings, Lord of Lords, the God of all gods. You are the Mighty One, the Holy One, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We exalt you today. We magnify you today. We thank you for the cross, that you died on the cross for our sins, that you rose from the dead the third day, that you're alive forevermore, and that, Lord Jesus, you are ever live to make intercession for us. And that one day, Lord, you will receive those who have trusted you, been born again. You will receive those, Lord, into heaven, into eternal life, to be with you forever. Thank you for that, Lord. Thank you for salvation. Thank you for everything. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. You may be seated this morning. All right. Well, good to have everybody here this morning. Those watching, listening out there on Facebook and our website, wherever you may be listening. We have people listening from all over the world, so that's cool. Want you to turn in your Bibles first this morning, and I've got a lot to share with you. Got a kind of a longer video that we're going to play this morning. Some of you may have seen it, some of you may not, but I think it's important for everybody to see this one. I talked about this last night. In fact, I think it was just this week, or maybe a few message about against the just, and this was a few weeks ago. But I guess you might call this part two of that. But I think we need to read this again. Of course, you start talking about anything like this, no matter how many facts. Now, people are so brainwashed, no matter how many facts you bring forth. You know, if you bring forth anything that's not mainstream media or mainstream government or mainstream medicine, you bring forth any facts, no matter how much you bring, you're a conspiracy theorist and they dismiss you. This is the brainwashing. CIA started this a long time ago. It's been quite effective on most people. Most people, if it's on TV and the media, they just believe it, no matter what. Psalm 37, though, let's drop down to verse. Don't want to read the whole thing. Oh, where was it here? Well, where is it? Why am I missing this? Psalm 37, the wicked plots against the just. Where is that verse? Verse 12. All right. We'll start actually verse 11, because Jesus quoted this in the Beatitudes, the Sermon on the Mount. He said here, "But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace." So there's the promise of the Lord that the believers, the righteous, the true born-again believers that follow Jesus, will eventually inherit the earth and have the abundance of peace. But before that, remember Jesus said, in this world you will have tribulation, right? So he said right here, "The wicked plotteth against the just and gnasheth upon him with his teeth." Now, the word plot, guess what the word plot means? Scheme, right? Plan. Or what some may call conspire. The wicked plot, plan, scheme, conspire against who? The just. They hate. Let me tell you something. This Antichrist system, it's called Antichrist because they hate Jesus Christ, and they hate the followers of Jesus Christ, and they hate anybody that's even sympathetic to Christianity. They might not even be a born-again Christian yet, but if you're a true American, you love America and believe, hey, guess what? I'm good with Christians. They hate you too. You don't even have to be a Christian for them to hate you. But then he goes on and says this, "The Lord shall laugh at him, for he seeth that his day is coming. The wicked," now listen to this, "the wicked have drawn out their sword and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy, to slay as such as be of upright conversation." Now let me say this right here. What's interesting, this This latest attack on the drug ivermectin, and I could spend a whole sermon just talking about that. What's interesting is that I've started researching it more. And do you know what they call ivermectin? Because it's such a powerful drug and treatment for many things for humans. And they're still discovering things that it is good for, and basically no side effects, no dangerous side effects whatsoever. It's won a Nobel Prize, and again, Israeli scientists, Jerusalem Post recently did a true scientific study and found it to have antiviral qualities and everything. It comes from the ground, folks, and it works, right? It is called the drug or treatment for the poor because they've been giving it in poor countries, third world countries. They've been saving lives for decades with this drug, and now they're trying to take it away. This is one of these things about the rich, wealthy, elite, New World Order, Illuminati, Luciferian, devil-worshipping crowd. They want to oppress the poor and needy. Australian government just banned the use of ivermectin to treat COVID-19, and it's one of the most effective drugs that we have to treat it. All right? I took it and recovered. Many have taken it and recovered. But this is just the idea. You got to understand, the wicked plot against the just, and the rich man, the elite, the wealthy of this world, most of them, not all, but most of them, oppress the poor and needy. Take from them what they need. Here, you know, the poor out here, what little we get, they want to take that now. This is how evil this world is, but it's more evil than that, folks. We were told they would plot against us. They would pull out their sword. They've bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy. That means to kill, to slay. Notice, look, she says, and to slay. Can I read this again? Is it sinking in? Verse 14, the wicked have drawn out their sword and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy and to slay such as be of upright conversation. If you tell the truth, you're the enemy, number one right now, right? If you tell the truth about anything, YouTube channel gone, Twitter gone, can't tell the truth anymore. Doctors can't even tell the truth anymore. They're being censored. But the Lord says here, their sword shall enter into their own heart, and their bows shall be broken. And then he reminds us, a little that a righteous man hath is better than the riches of many wicked. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholdeth the righteous. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time, and in the days of famine or tribulation, they shall be satisfied. But the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord shall be as the fat of lambs, and they shall consume into smoke, and they shall consume away. So the Lord is reminding us, no matter how bad it looks, no matter how bad it looks as the wicked are prospering, even if they're out to slay the upright, even if they're plotting against the righteous, and even if it looks like they're succeeding, he reminds us the Lord is going to deal with them. Now, we know that's going to be at the second coming of Jesus Christ. He is going to deal with these wicked people thoroughly. All right? But for now, we are in a time of tribulation. Now, I want to turn to one more verse, and then we're going to play. I want to play the first video, and I want y'all to pay attention because it's probably about 15 minutes that we're going to play of it. And let's make sure we get the volume good. But I want you to hear this Dr. Brian Artis talk about what they knew about remdesivir before they decided to start treating COVID patients with it. And you need to hear this because you need to understand how evil and wicked this is. And two, what you're going to find out is that if COVID didn't get you, the plan was to get you with remdesivir and then say you died of COVID. the fact that anybody took that drug and survived, if you took it, or they made you take it in the hospital and you survived, you better be praising and worshiping God and thanking God because you're a miracle. All right? So let's read it. Let's go back to Matthew 24. I'm going to read this. Just so somebody say, well, that's just Old Testament, Pastor Dean. You're reading there. No, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine. Let's go here. And if ever a time the wicked was plotting against the just, it would be in the last days. Matthew 24, Jesus was asked, what will be the sign of your coming of the end of the age? And one of the things he said, I think, that gets overlooked probably the most, you know, he said in verse 4, take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. You shall hear wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled, for these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There shall be famines and pestilences, plagues, earthquakes in divers places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Then he says this, then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. They shall deliver you up to be afflicted. Let's put that up if y'all got that picture, the afflicted definition in the Greek there. So here the afflicted definition in the Greek. This word here is actually the word for tribulation. Whenever you see tribulation in the New Testament, it's the word. So they will deliver you to tribulation, but look what it means. Pressing, pressure, putting pressure on you, causing you trouble, anguish, persecution, burdening you to be afflicted with. So what this is talking about is the pressure. And look at the pressure now. From Biden, we're going to make everybody, we're going to force you with the threat of your job, your income, your ability to feed your family. We're going to threaten you and pressure you to get something that is dangerous, to get a vaccine that's dangerous and questionable. And, oh, it's not been approved. It just got extended emergency use. But they played a game and lied to you, all right, at the FDA. The one they approved is not even available. Not even available for use in the U.S., they give another emergency use. Oh, and another reason they're trying to crush the hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, they try to get rid of any other treatments because if there's any other treatments that are safe and effective, then they can't have emergency use for a dangerous new technology, new vaccine. So that's why they put the poo-poo on anything that's treating COVID-19. Apart from the vaccine. The only thing they want you to get is the vaccine. That's it. Vaccine, nothing else. All right? It's insanity. But now I want to go to the video. So this is the video. Dr. Brian Artis, I want you to watch this. Like I said, it's probably about 15 minutes. I don't think we have to go completely to the end, but I'll stop you when we get there. But I want you to listen to this, and I wanted everybody that watches us that maybe have not seen this. You want to talk about the wicked plotting against the just? They've plotted against us with the virus, the gain of function. Fauci plotted with the Wuhan lab. That was all a plot. They designed this thing. It's a bioweapon. They plotted against us with remdesivir, and they plotted against us with the vaccine. It's all been a plot to kill, steal, and destroy because they serve Satan, and Satan comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Let's watch this.
Dr. Brian Artis!
Good morning. How is everybody? I love the energy here this morning. I'm here to give you some facts to help, you know, unmask the fear. So I'm going to go through a lot of information. How many of you know who I am or have seen me in the media? Anybody? I have to give a great big thank you to Dr. Rainer Fulmick out of Germany. Did y'all see that interview? The German Corona Committee Foundation reached out to me and asked me to provide all of the documentation to them who are suing the World Health Organization with 1,000 doctors. 10,000 MDs, and they reached out to me privately to give them a 1.5 hour documentation of Anthony Fauci's knowledge of how he was going to kill people before the pandemic started, how he's still doing it right now while you're seated here. And I'm going to give you some of that information here, and I want to put up a slide. I just have to thank Dr. Rainier Fulmick. Also, just real quickly, I got to get this out of the way. If any of you have loved ones who are being treated in ICUs for any of the variants of COVID-19 or SARS-CoV-2, you have to write this down, convey it to your loved ones, myfreedoctor.com. It is proven these doctors will help you get early treatment for COVID-19, get you the prescriptions that you need for free. Go there. Early treatment is the proven option, and these doctors are there standing for you. They will write you free prescriptions, telemedicine, offer them donations, do it. They will save your life. This, if you can see the screen, there's a QR code there. This has all, if you scan this QR code, put in your email, the documents I provided to Dr. Rainier Fulmick, my disease prevention cocktail to protect all of your loved ones from those who are jabbed and those who are not jabbed, but exposed to those who have the shots. Those documents will be sent to you automatically through that code. I've got 10 minutes. You guys want some information? All right, so what did Anthony Fauci know? All right, let's throw up the first slide. Next slide, please. It was up there. February 2020, China was seeking a patent on remdesivir from Gilead Sciences, who manufactures remdesivir, the drug. This is in February 2020. I want you to go to the next slide. This is just the article. Look here. A study published in the New England Journal of Medicine last week reported a coronavirus patient in the United States. How many? A coronavirus patient in the United States was found to show an improvement after taking remdesivir, which is also used to treat infectious diseases such as Ebola. This is February 2020. This is the lie. All right, next one. Let's look at the Ebola study. This is what I did in May 2020. I've been in the media ever since to educate you guys the current genocidal attempt and murderous attempts of Anthony Fauci, the NIH, the FDA, the CDC, are all using remdesivir the same way that they used gas chambers to destroy people in Germany. This is how they're doing it and perpetuating those deaths, using a drug in hospitals. This is the actual Ebola study that Anthony Fauci quoted in May 2020, proved, he said, we're going to use this non-FDA-approved drug. It's been approved since, but it wasn't before the pandemic. We're going to use this non-FDA-approved drug called remdesivir because it was shown to be safe and efficacious against the Ebola virus in 2018 and 2019. Has anybody actually looked at this study? Because I clicked the link on NIH.gov's website. All of you should do it. This is the study. Ebola virus inside of Africa. They took four regions, gave them all remdesivir and three other experimental drugs. Anthony Fauci said it was proven to be safe and effective against the Ebola virus. So now in this novel virus of the coronavirus, we're going to use it there also. We're going to mandate this one drug. You can't use any other ones, like hydroxychloroquine and chloroquine, back in May 2020. Go to the next slide, please. So what did the actual study find? They actually found, you can see here, you see mortality up there? Definition inside the study. They found that remdesivir, in 6 months, the safety board pulled remdesivir from the study, a one-year study, because it killed more people than any of the other three drugs, including ZMapp, which was put in by the FDA and the NIH. So 6 months into the study, they pulled remdesivir, they pulled ZMapp, which was supplied by our government to Africa because it killed more people. How many people did it kill? Remdesivir killed 54% of all people in the study that got the drug. Do you know what they're treating all of your loved ones with and those you care about in this country now? Next slide, please. Look up here. I'm not lying. This is from the study. Look at the second column from the right, remdesivir. Look below there. 54%. You see that? Mortality rate. All right, next slide, please. He then quoted a second study in May 2020, Anthony Fauci did, that supported the use of remdesivir in the treatment of coronavirus. The Ebola study, by the way, was a lie. No one clicked the link to look at it. I did. This is the other study he mentioned This was actually done by Gilead Sciences, who makes remdesivir. In early March 2020, they took 53 patients from Japan, Canada, and America who had COVID-19, and they put them on the drug for 10 days. What's the drug? Remdesivir. This is the maker of remdesivir's own trial study. Next slide, please. What did they find? Check this out. 23% in 10 days had serious adverse events. The most common serious adverse events were multiple organ dysfunction syndrome, which is defined as the number one cause of death in all ICUs, by the way. Second, septic shock, acute kidney failure, and hypotension. Look at the next part. 8% had to be discontinued because remdesivir treatment, it worsened or prevented pre-existing kidney failure and multiple organ failure. 8% had to be taken off by days 5 because they were dying as a result of the poison of remdesivir. That's what they found from this study. As a result of these studies, they decided to actually push this on the masses. All of you, this was going to be the drug choice. Why? Because it would actually make COVID-19 look more deadly than it really was. One other disgusting thing, Anthony Fauci and our federal health agencies bought up all of the reserves and stock of this experimental drug in 2020. We didn't even let another country have it till the end of October 2020. Do you want to know why America had the most deaths during 2020 in this pandemic than any other country? We were the only country treating people with remdesivir proven to cause acute kidney failure, multiple organ failure, septic shock, and hypotension, all of which are lethal. This was the great setup. So they set this up so that they can murder people and then convince you people were dying of COVID-19. They didn't die of COVID-19. They actually died from remdesivir poisoning causing acute kidney failure. If you just listen to the media, the New York press conferences of all the doctors when Corona was going throughout New York early on, they were reporting, we've never seen a virus ever attack the kidneys like this one is. You start treating this virus and it attacks the kidneys and shut it down. Not only are we finding that we have limited supply of ventilators, we don't have enough dialysis machines for their kidneys. These doctors had no idea it was never the virus to begin with. Remdesivir was proven in 30% of all people to cause acute kidney failure. Do you know what happens when you shut down the kidneys in somebody? Your kidneys release water from the body. Guess what happens when you shut them down? Your body retains water. Your abdomen fills with water. Your heart fills with water. Your lungs fill with water. Do you know what they call that? Pulmonary edema. You are drowning these people to death with their own fluids, and they can't breathe. They were calling it secondary pneumonia. You have to listen to me. Still today, they are calling it pneumonia from corona. No, it isn't. They are shutting down everybody's kidneys with remdesivir, causing their lungs to fill with fluid, and they are drowning them to death. Do you want to know why this made me so angry? In May 2020, February 2020, I watched a hospital in Dallas, Texas, kill my father-in-law with the same protocols. They are still doing it today, and they are. I'm telling you right now, anybody who's got a loved one in ICUs, please listen to me. Anybody who's got COVID-19, you're going to be threatened with death if you go into a hospital. They have set this up where they're going to use remdesivir. 31% of people treated for COVID-19 will have acute kidney failure. Their lungs will fill with fluid. Right now, they're adding dexamethasone, which has 4% reported kidney failure for all those who get it. So now you're up to 35%. If anyone listening to this has a loved one in a hospital and they have added to that protocol a drug called vancomycin, which is an antibiotic, antibiotics don't treat viruses, by the way, if they put them on there, upwards of 10% of all of those individuals will experience even worsened acute kidney failure. It will stop their heart, pressure on their heart, make them go into a coma, make them unconscious, and they will die. And they will say it was because of COVID-19. This is not true. Yeah, they're doing it to all of them. All right, so this is the mass genocide that they're using, remdesivir. There's a reason why more people died in America than any other country in 2020. We were the only country using remdesivir, and Anthony Fauci was the one that mandated it. Okay, now what else was disgusting? Let's go to the next one. This was the next thing that made me super angry. In October 2020. All right, so now I have a problem with the NIH, with Anthony Fauci from May 2020 saying we're going to use a drug proven to be effective against Ebola. Was it proven to be effective against Ebola? No, it didn't even make it to the end of the trial. Why is this guy still alive? Number two. Number two is the FDA. Ready? This report, go back. Yeah, you look at the date. CBR Plans, a division inside of the FDA. You'll see the FDA logo at the top. This is dated October 22nd, 2020. They were setting up how they were going to evaluate for injuries from vaccines being reported to the government once they started going out in December. This is in October. 25-slide presentation. Good luck finding this link now. I have it downloadable. I hope you got the QR code because I'll send you the whole document. Next one. This was slide 16. If you haven't seen any of my presentations, FDA safety surveillance of COVID-19 vaccines. Look at the list of what they knew was going to start being reported to the government as a result of injuries from the coming vaccines. Disgustingly enough, this list, when the same organization, the FDA, 2 months later in December, created the fact sheets to go out with the vaccines to the entire American public. For each vaccine, they're supposed to list the health benefits and the risks associated with those vaccines. The FDA created these fact sheets. Do you know not one of these showed up on that list or on that fact sheet? I call this criminal. They knew it, but they didn't tell you. Just so you know, on this list, three on the side, on the right, two on the left are all related to blood clot disorders. They knew that 2 months before the shots came out. Look at the bottom right. I know I'm almost out of time. Bottom right, you have to be aware of this. This is what we know is coming from the shots. Don't even ignore on the right top. Isn't it odd that death isn't listed first? Pregnancy and birth outcomes, like miscarriages aren't a big deal or birth defects aren't a big deal. We'll list those on the second column. Bottom right. Multi-system inflammatory syndrome in children. Does it say adults? Does it say teenagers? No, it says in children. The Mayo Clinic defines this condition or disease is a serious condition where multiple organs in a child will become severely inflamed and they can die from it, which includes inflammation of the brain, kidneys, spleen, gut, heart, eyes, all at once. Go to cdc.gov, type in MIS-C, which is that abbreviation. It's already been reported over 4,400 children have been reported with this, and over 40 children in America have died already. And they want to start pushing that on your children come September. I have a huge problem with these health agencies lying to you. Okay. Throw up the last slide and I'm done.
Okay. Now, that's just a little bit. I mean, he shows you, documented, right? Remdesivir. The fact that they knew that it had been pulled from the Ebola study and Anthony Fauci has the gall to say, oh, it was safe and effective treating Ebola, so we're going to push it. This was at the same time. Remember, Trump had pushed that we need to use hydroxychloroquine. Anthony Fauci comes up there, downplays hydroxy. No, that's anecdotal, he says, and then begins to push remdesivir. Now, he did that, folks, knowing what he was doing. But why? You got let's hear a little bit from Anthony Fauci. Let's hear a little bit from Anthony Fauci. This is a short one. Go ahead. And it's simple.
He's warm greetings to you all from Bethesda, Maryland. My name is Tony Fauci, and I am director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases at the National Institutes of Health. Although I am unable to be with you in person today, I am delighted to have this opportunity to congratulate the outstanding graduates in the high school class of 2020. Currently, our lives have been upended by a truly historic global pandemic. I am profoundly aware that graduating during this time and virtually without your friends, classmates, and teachers close by is extremely difficult. However, please hang in there. We need you to be smart, strong, and resilient. With discipline and empathy, we will all get through this together. I had the good fortune to graduate from Regis High School in 1958. I often say it was the best educational experience I could have imagined. I became immersed in the intellectual rigor of a Jesuit education. Importantly, certain tenets of the Jesuit tradition have sustained me throughout my life and career. Two of these, precision of thought and economy of expression, inform how I think, how I write, and how I communicate with the public every day, especially during the present unsettling times. Just as important, however, is the Jesuit emphasis on social justice and service to others. And now is the time, if ever there was one, for us to care selflessly about one another. And so congratulations on your graduation. Stay safe and be well as you celebrate this important milestone of your life. I wish you all the best in the years ahead.
Now, this guy, the fact that he has the gall to do these little videos is unreal. But this guy, it's been proven by his emails that got revealed through a Freedom of Information Act request and a lawsuit, that his emails have shown that he knew from the beginning that it was not a bat. And we now know, of course, Senator Rand Paul's put this out clear and confronted Fauci face to face. We know that he stated back in 2017 and even before that he was pushing for the gain-of-function research on the SARS-CoV-2 virus. He was pushing for that. He said, even if it puts us in danger of a pandemic, he was pushing for it. We know that he tried to cover it up. So we know this guy was behind it. We know that the NIH funded the Wuhan lab. I've talked about that. So what I'm saying is, from beginning to end, this guy's fingerprints is on the creation of this bioweapon. His fingers are on using remdesivir to finish people off knowingly. And his fingers are on pushing these mRNA vaccines that they knew were going to be extremely dangerous to people and even children. And yet this man has pushed all three of these things. All right. Just this morning, we got a phone call from a friend that we've known for a long time. Relative just went in the hospital for COVID, right? They gave him remdesivir, and guess what? Having to rush them to another hospital for dialysis because their kidneys are failing. Now, how can you? I'd already planned to talk about that this morning. And here we get a phone call or a text about it happening. To me, this is unbelievable. But let's look at something. We found out here that by his own mouth, Fauci says not only did he love his Jesuit education and Jesuit principles, but they have guided him through his life, even through this pandemic, his Jesuit principles. Can we put up the Jesuit oath, please? The Jesuit oath, and this is what most people don't know. Now, let me say this before I get into this. But look, I'm not anti-Catholic. I'm anti-Catholic Church institution, their leadership. The Jesuits, the Pope, of course, the Pope, now Pope Francis, the first Jesuit Pope in history. But, of course, the Jesuits have controlled them since the 1500s. The entire purpose of Ignatius Loyola forming the Jesuits was to go to war against Protestant Christians and Protestant Christian nations. That it was a declaration of war. It's their secret police, their secret assassins, their secret infiltrators. And they always have been to this present day. Our leaders back in the day, back in Abraham Lincoln and before, they knew how dangerous the Jesuits were. And if they heard of one in the country, they would get rid of them. They were not allowed in the country. Think about that. Jesuits were not allowed in America at one point. And now they pretty much have taken over the Supreme Court and other places. But this is a Jesuit oath. This is not all of it. This is just a portion of it. But this was entered into the congressional record back in, I think, around 1915. It was read. Papers were discovered. And here's what it says. After, of course, they give their little oath to the Pope, to be loyal to the Pope. They say, I furthermore promise and declare that I will, when opportunity presents, make and wage relentless war secretly or openly against all heretics, Protestants, and liberals, as I am directed to do, and exterminate them from the face of the whole earth, that I will spare neither age, sex, or condition, that I will hang, waste, boil, flay, strangle, bury alive these infamous heretics, rip up the stomachs and wombs of their women, crush their infants' heads against the walls. This has happened, too. In order to annihilate forever their execrable race, that when the same cannot be done openly, I will secretly use the poison cup, or the poison vial, maybe. The strangulating cord, the steel of the poignard, the leaden bullet, regardless of honor, rank, dignity, or authority of the person or persons, whatever may be their condition in life, either public or private, as any time may be directed to do so by any agent of the Pope or superior of the Brotherhood of the Holy Faith of the Society of Jesus or the Jesuits. Now, if you think this is crazy, there was a Jesuit priest back in the 1960s who left, who got saved, who got born again, who actually surrendered to Jesus, named Dr. Alberto Rivera. And he exposed it all from the through the 60s and the 70s and the 80s until they finally got to him. I think they killed him by poison. But he came out with his credentials, his Jesuit credentials. And he explained that this is their oath. And this is what they do. He talked about back then in the 1960s that the Jesuits had infiltrated almost all the Bible colleges and seminaries in America in the 60s and the 70s. I want you to understand that the Roman Catholic Church, the mystery Babylon, the great whore, has been at war with the true saints and the true children of Jesus from day one. They've been at war. In fact, I want to go now. Let's go to Revelation 17. So we'll talk about it a little bit. Now, there have been people already in the Alabama press saying, I'm anti-Catholic. Let me make this very clear. I'm not anti-Catholic people. The people, your everyday normal lay person in the Catholic Church, are just like most people in Baptist or Methodist or some are born again, some know Jesus as their Lord and Savior, and they're sincere as they can be, and many are not, but they grew up in the Catholic faith, and that's what they do by tradition. I'm not about them, but let me tell you something. We know that the priesthood is corrupt. We know there's an epidemic of pedophilia. We know that the higher you go up with the bishops and the cardinals and the popes, the more corrupt and evil that it becomes, which is why the Lord Jesus said, and we'll see this in a minute, he said, come out of her, my people. All right? So that means some of Jesus' people is in the Catholic Church. So no, I'm not anti-Catholic. I'm anti the institution. I'm anti the political animal that it is and the evil that it does to many, many people. I said Revelation 17. Let's read this. Just for those who don't know. Who is Mystery Babylon? Let's just read down through this. Verse 1. Now there came one of the seven angels which had the seven vials and talked with me, saying, come hither and I will show thee the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth have been drunk with the wine of her fornication. Now, the word fornication here, it can mean sexual immorality, but it also can mean idolatry. And we know the Roman Catholic Church is full of idolatry. The bowing to statues, the praying to dead saints, the prayers to Mary, the kissing the toe off the statue of Peter. I mean, it's full of idolatry. They teach idolatry. They teach that the cookie becomes Jesus, and they got people up there bowing before the tabernacle with the cookie in it. I mean, it's just full of idolatry. It's so much of it is not biblical at all. But he said, so, verse 3, so he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet-colored beast, full of the names of blasphemy, having 7 heads and 10 horns. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet. Well, that's your first clue about the Vatican. The purple and scarlet, the bishops wear purple robes, and the cardinals wear red. And for many, many years early on, the Pope would wear red, but now the Pope wears white. But the two colors of the Catholic Church are purple and red. It's not a coincidence. Now, some people have tried to say Mystery Babylon is America. We're red, white, and blue, not red and purple. All right? He goes on to say, the woman, let's read verse 4 again. The woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand. And the Pope actually has a golden cup that he does mass with that's full of precious stones and pearls. And it says, they're full of the abominations and filthiness of their fornication. And upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and the abominations of the earth. And I saw, listen to verse 6, I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints and the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. This woman was drunk with the blood of the saints and martyrs. Now, what does drunk mean? Drunk means you have done this in excess. And we know from church history that the Roman Catholic Church has killed, tortured, destroyed more true Protestant Christians than any other entity on the face. They even beat Islam, folks, because they created Islam later on. But they are responsible. And really, since they created Islam, the martyrs in Islam are the Catholic Church is responsible for. The martyrs that Islam has killed. And he goes on to say, he says, the angels, why did you marvel about this? Now, I want to show you something. Let's jump over same chapter. Because he talks about, let's go to verse 16. And the 10 horns which you saw upon the beast, these shall hate the whore, shall make her desolate and naked, and shall eat her flesh and burn her with fire. For God has put it in their hearts to fulfill his will, to agree and to give their kingdom unto the beast until the words of God shall be fulfilled. And the woman which you saw is that great city which reigns over the kings of the earth. Well, he tells you right there. And then he tells you another clue. Look back at verse 9. He says, here's the mind that has wisdom. The 7 heads and are 7 mountains on which the woman sitteth. So it's the city on 7 hills. What city is that? Rome. When he says here, the woman that you saw is that great city, not great nation, city. And then he used the term, which reigneth over the kings of the earth. The word reigneth there in the Greek is a present tense Greek verb, which means ongoing, continuously, and presently. So in AD 95, 96, when John wrote the book of Revelation, he said, this is the great city that is presently reigning over the kings of the earth and will continue on. So Mystery Babylon is not the United States. It is the Roman Catholic Church. The order that has been ordered to kill and stamp out Protestant Christianity and particularly Protestant nations like America, the Jesuits have been trying to destroy us forever. Now think about this. You think, is it a coincidence that Mr. Tony Fauci says that his Jesuit principles have guided him through his life and even through this pandemic, and we see him making sure that only Protestant-dominated America would be forced the hospitals to use remdesivir when he knew that it was going to kill more people than it was going to help. I think he was just fulfilling his Jesuit oath. And folks, I want to tell you, he's not the only Jesuit. We have many of these people. Listen, now we know. We know what's going on in the Vatican. The Vatican hierarchy, they don't serve Jesus Christ, never have. They serve the dragon, Satan, Lucifer. All you have to do is look, especially this Pope that we have now, Francis. Now I want to go to chapter 18 real quick. This is what I quoted a minute ago. It says, after these things I saw another angel. Y'all are quick. After these things I saw another angel come down from heaven having great power. And the earth was lightened with his glory, and he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, and has become the habitation of devils and the hold of every foul spirit and the cage of every unclean and hateful bird. For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that ye be not a partaker of her sins, and that ye receive not her plagues. For her sins have reached unto heaven, and God hath remembered her iniquities. Reward her even as she rewarded you. Double unto her according to her works. And the cup which she hath filled, fill to her double. Speaking of this Vatican. How much she hath glorified herself and lived deliciously. So much torment and sorrow give her. For she saith, I sit a queen, and I am no widow, and I shall see no sorrow. She says, I'm a queen. You know what the word is in the Greek right there? Basilissa. I am a basilica. It's the same word. I sit a basilica, which is a Roman government building. And she said, I sit there. I'm a queen. I'm no widow. But the Lord says, therefore shall her plagues come in one day, death and mourning and famine, for she shall be utterly burned with fire, for strong is the Lord who judges her. So her judgment is coming. But jump over to verse 23, and I've talked about this before, but I want you to see it. In the context of the Jesuits, the Vatican, the war against true Protestant Christians and true Protestant Christian nations, this is what it says, part of that war. And the light of the candle shall shine no more of thee. This is him talking about Babylon once it's judged. And Babylon is judged at the seventh vial of wrath, which is at the very end of the great tribulation. He says, and the light of the candle shall shine no more at all in thee. And the voice of the bridegroom, meaning you're not going to hear from Jesus anymore. There's no more. You're not going to be with Jesus. There's going to be no chance for you. The bride shall not be heard. That's the church, the true church, shall be heard no more at all in you. For thy merchants were the great men of the earth, for by thy sorceries were all nations deceived. The word sorceries, pharmakeia, medication, potions. Isn't it interesting that Babylon, Mystery Babylon, which we know as the Vatican, which is controlled and led by the Jesuits, says, for by your sorceries, pharmakeia, medications, you will deceive all nations. No, folks, this is the wicked plotting against the just. See, I believe, and I've known this for many years, that the final pope, whoever the final pope is, and this may be the final pope, would be the false prophet that worked with the Antichrist to bring about the mark of the beast, great death and destruction of true Christians and anybody who gets in the way. But folks, this is the battle we are in. These people are mass murdering maniacs. It has always been in, especially the Jesuit order, to kill as many Christians as possible. They've been at war with us. They were behind really fomenting and financing the Civil War in America. The Jesuits were rejoicing. We know the man that shot Abraham Lincoln in the back of the head was a Jesuit. They have had their murderous, torturous killing of Protestants and Christians for a long, long time. And they haven't stopped. Now, of course, some people would call this conspiracy theory. Oh, really? How can it be a coincidence? How can it be a coincidence that the powers that be, both we know that Mystery Babylon, remember, it says that Mystery Babylon was the great whore who rides the beast, meaning the beast, the Antichrist world government, the UN, the WHO, that's the Antichrist world government, said they will work together. I mean, the Bible said this 2,000 years ago, that these nations would unite together. That would be the beast, 7 heads, 10 horns. I've explained it before. Even now, the United Nations has 7 heads and 10 horns. Do y'all know that? Because they said these are kings or leaders. And so what you have in the United Nations now, you have the Security Council, right? You have United States, China, Russia, France, England, right? That's the 5. Then they added, they call it the P5 plus 1. They added Germany, 6. And then, when they got a real tough issue to deal with, like the Iran nuclear deal, they bring in the head of the European Union, 7. So they have 7 heads. And then under them, the rotating members of the Security Council just happens to be 10. Can't make this stuff up. This is true. Jesus showed us in Daniel, he said, we're going to have this lion. We found out it's a kingdom. He said, we're going to have the bear. We've got these things. We know there were nations. He said, these are kingdoms that shall arise. Daniel 7. These are kingdoms that shall arise. The leopard with 4 wings. Then he said, I saw this other great beast with having 7 heads and 10 horns. You see these beasts in Daniel 7, and we know they're nations. The lion is England. That's been the symbol of England forever. It had eagle's wings in it. He said, Daniel 7, 4, I saw the eagle's wings plucked out of the lion. Who's the eagle? We are. Where did we come out of? England. All right. So the eagle's wings came out of the lion. So we know that these are nations. But then we see in Revelation 13, he says, I saw one beast come up out of the sea. And he had the mouth of a lion, and the feet of the bear, and the body of the leopard. What he was showing is nations would unite. What's interesting in the final uniting of the nations, you don't see the eagle's wings, so I believe eventually we pull away from this. I think America is going to finally wake up to understand that the United Nations, the World Health Organization, all funded, you know, the World Health Organization is funded by the Rockefellers and funded by Bill Gates. It's that simple. That's where they get the money from, folks. That these globalist, Luciferian, devil-worshipping, New World Order people are behind all of this, this whole thing, to destroy, to weaken and destroy any nation that might oppose this new world order, this one world government, this whole mark of the beast that's coming, this whole control of the world economy. And they know where most of the Christians are in these nations, like America. There's some nations in Africa that are majority Christian. I know for a fact, I've heard from people that live in some of these African nations, how the UN has come in and tried to buy their leaders and take over. Folks, we are in the midst of everything that's in the last days. And let me say this. I watched a video yesterday, which I'd already seen. But there are people out there saying there's not going to be a real man that's an Antichrist. Y'all need to understand. There's a man coming that's going to lead this whole thing. Now, there's people out there saying, no, it's just this spirit behind it. No, the Bible says, 2 Thessalonians 2 says, calls him the man of sin, the son of perdition. We're told in Revelation and in Daniel that he's going to have a physical body that will die when Jesus comes. Jesus will kill him. And it says he will go into the eternal hell, into the flames. He will have a body that will die. So there will be a man. There will be a literal third temple. I know too, you know, some of you are watching these videos, and don't let these videos get you off, because they'll speak some truth, and then at the end, they'll go off into la-la land outside of what the Bible teaches. And so it sounds good, and then it goes wrong. So stick with the word on these things, but this is coming. But the Antichrist, there's going to be a real Antichrist who's going to head up this United Nations as it morphs into a full world government. And the Pope, whoever the Pope is, will work in tandem with this man. They will work together, and they will make sure to enforce the mark of the beast. Now, when you say the mark of the beast, everybody keeps asking me, and I want to clarify this again. Do you believe the vaccine is the mark of the beast? I don't believe the vaccine, this present current vaccines are the mark of the beast, but they are going to be included in it. Just this week, I shared this, well, maybe it was last week, and I may have shared this, but if you go to the UN website, just look it up. They are working on a worldwide, for everyone, passport, vaccine passport that they want to mandate on the entire world. And they're already, you see what Biden's doing. You see what they're doing, what Trudeau's doing in Canada. You see what Macron is doing in France. You see what's going on in England. They are trying to mandate this vaccination, even though the vaccination is proving now to be a failure. Even if you don't count in all the damage being done by experimental gene therapy, which is what this is, I shouldn't even call it therapy, gene mutilation and manipulation, DNA manipulation. Just if you say it's a vaccine, when you see the fact that it is failing massively, that the most vaccinated countries in the world, Israel, Iceland, Singapore, Gibraltar, 100% vaccinated, 2,500% increase in the last few weeks of COVID cases in fully vaccinated people in a country 100% vaccinated. That means it's failing. Israel, one of the most vaccinated countries in the world, 85% of their COVID cases fully vaccinated, to the point now they're talking about giving people a fourth shot, another booster. And we're not even a year into their vaccine program. Dr. Peter McCullough said, if you've got to give a booster in 6 months, your vaccine doesn't work. This is where we are. The insanity of Joe Biden to mandate this on businesses, on employees of businesses, on federal workers, something that is absolutely, let's just say it's not dangerous. It doesn't work. It's failed. It's a failed experiment. But folks, it is dangerous. But the press, get vaccinated, get vaccinated, get vaccinated. Why do they want you to get vaccinated so bad? Why? First of all, who owns the media? Who owns the media? The wicked. The Illuminati families, the Jesuits. These people own the media. Guess what else they own? Pharmaceutical companies. Guess who's the biggest advertiser for the media? Pharmaceutical companies. So let me ask you a question. Do you think you're ever going to get the truth from the media who's getting their money from the pharmaceutical companies who want to keep making vaccines and booster, booster, booster after booster? You think you're ever going to get the truth in America? No, you're not. You're being lied to on every front, on every side. If the media and the establishment, the deep state government institutions like the NIH, the FDA, CDC, if they're pushing something hard, willing to lie, willing to hide data, to push something on you, you got to know it's not good for you. It's that simple. The media that is controlled by these evil, wicked Satanists in this world are not going to push something that's good for you. Not going to do it. Because they want to get rid of you because you're the useless eaters. Right? You're the poor and needy they want to oppress. They want to get rid of. Remember the Georgia Guidestones, folks. The goal is to get the population of the world. They stated this. They wrote it in stone. The population of the world, they want to get down to 500 million. Folks, there's over 7 billion people here. How do you do that? Bill Gates. Well, we've got to get this number lower here, this world population. We've got to get it lower. And we're going to do that through health care. And he said, new vaccines. And here we are with the new vaccines. Do you know that the CDC, we found out on the website the other day, the CDC website, Dr. Simone Gold posted this and it went viral everywhere. But you could go. I took screenshots of it. The vaccine, they are not counting deaths from the vaccine if you are under 14 days after being vaccinated, you're not counted as vaccinated. Do y'all know that? Yeah. You can have both shots of Moderna, Pfizer, but you're not counted as vaccinated until 14 days later. So if you die within 2 weeks, you were not vaccinated. Or if you had one shot of it, you're not vaccinated. It's total lies and constant lies and manipulation. And what's so funny is they'll accidentally report something like that, and everybody will put it out there, and we still got a bunch of brainwashed folks that still, you know, CNN watchers that can't get it. It cannot seep into their understanding what's happening, even when the CDC posts it. And then we find out from nurses in Minnesota and all kind of other nurses now that are blowing the whistle on these things that their nursing teams in hospitals and doctors are not reporting the vaccine injuries that they know that they see every day. That's why a lot of nurses were not anti-vaccine until they saw what the vaccine was doing to people, and they said no. And somebody of you say, well, I had the vaccine, I'm fine. Yeah, praise be to God. You're one of the blessed lucky ones. And maybe you got a placebo, or maybe you got a batch that was different. Because I believe they're doing experiments on all you guinea pigs. And they got batches going to this, batches going to that. But even the CDC admitted that these mRNA vaccines were causing myocarditis, inflammation of the heart, in young people by the thousands. When should we stop this stuff? How many of you know this? Let me read something to you. How many of you know that there's a woman, how many of you heard of Dr. Tess Lowry? Anybody heard of Dr. Tess Lowry? She's the chief. She leads the evidence-based medicine out of the UK, which is also the leading advisor to the World Health Organization. All right? This is who this woman is. Right? She said months ago, this vaccine thing must be stopped. This vaccine program for COVID must be stopped. The leading doctor advising the World Health Organization, Dr. Tess Lowry. Did y'all hear that on CNN? No. She's written a lot about it. She's actually written a lot about ivermectin. She said she cannot believe the attack on ivermectin. Here's one of the chief scientists, doctors, advisors to the World Health Organization, top in the world, Dr. Tess Lowry. Look her up. Lawrie, I think it is. But you don't hear that. You don't hear that from Fauci. No, take remdesivir and you'll be all right. They're even advising people. Oh, listen to this. They've been advising people. Doctors have been advising people. After you have COVID, after you have the best, now you have natural antibodies against this bioweapon, which they've proven already is far more effective than the vaccine. Your natural, if you've had it, You are better off than any vaccinated person. Trust me on that. Doctors admit this. So they asked Fauci the other day, is natural immunity better than the vaccines? He said, quote, I can't give you a firm answer on that. Yet doctors, cardiologists like Dr. Peter McCullough and others, are flat out there saying all the time, you can't improve upon your natural immunity gained from having it. In fact, Dr. Peter McCullough did a long interview talking about if you've had COVID and go get the vaccine, you are putting yourself in even greater danger for serious adverse effects. Now, these are the real doctors that are being censored. Warning, you don't need to put a vaccine on top of your natural immunity. Yet we have doctors here in Alabama telling people to do that right now today. This is how insane it's become, folks. This plot. There is a plot. They plotted with the gain-of-function research. They plotted with the vaccine. They plotted with remdesivir. They plotted to crush the use of hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin. We are in a full Jesuit plot, folks. Y'all understand this? And I think that's one of the things that's hard for most people out there in the world to get. That there are evil people who just want to kill other people. But folks, have we forgotten? Hitler did it. Hitler convinced an entire nation to go along with mass murder. The communists came along and did it. Folks, what we're dealing with now is Nazis and communists on steroids. Because these people actually believe. Some of them are the environmental tree-hugging wackos that think we've got to get rid of human beings so we can save the planet. And they're willing to sacrifice you and your family. Then we have the socialist communists that think, okay, well, we got to get rid of these capitalists. We got to get rid of these freedom-loving people. That's why they're mocking freedom. You hear all the mocking of freedom out there now in the media in America? It's not about your freedom. Yeah, it is, buddy. I don't know. You want to move to China? Go right ahead. Enjoy. This is America. But why is it so hard for us to look back and go, you know, Hitler massacred millions, started World War II that killed 60 million people, ultimately, because of his actions. The communists come along and take over and begin to wipe out Christians and anybody that didn't agree with them, and they killed somewhere around 200 million. Why do we think it's weird that these type of evil people aren't still with us? Listen, I'm going to say this real clearly. Anthony Fauci is the Joseph Mengele and the Himmler of today. To do this knowingly is one of the most wicked, evil things that's ever been done. And they're not stopping. They're not even slowing down. We live among demon-possessed devils, people that are just devils. And Jesus said this about the devil, Satan. He said, he's a murderer and a liar. All he wants to do is kill, steal, destroy, deceive. And anybody that's doing those things are working with him, whether they know it or not. But these people know it. You don't get to the position of Anthony Fauci without signing some contract in your own blood somewhere. And the man's been there since what, 84? Plotting, scheming, conspiring. And it's not a theory. He's been busted in Congress. Anybody see that Rand Paul conference, Senator Rand Paul and Fauci confrontation? Again, I'm in awe sometimes at how you can show people this stuff. Tell them, show them the facts. Here it is. Here's him saying it. I don't care. It's a conspiracy theory. No, it's a conspiracy fact. It's a conspiracy, and it's happening. You know, God forbid that we would actually call wicked, evil, rich, elite people getting together like at the World Economic Forum, the Bilderberg Group, Council on Foreign Relations. These people get together and formulate plans in secret. That's the very definition of conspiracy. And they plot against the poor and the needy, those that are not as rich and powerful as they are. Because, again, they've been convinced by Satan to devalue life, that every life's not important. There's still plenty of room for us on this. You know, I told Nancy this other day, and I know I need to quit. And I may have mentioned it last week. Sometimes I forget now. These last few weeks have been kind of a blur. But what would the world be like if we didn't have these evil people? Spraying the chemtrails, poisoning the food, poisoning the water. Oh, they say it's all of us out here polluting. No, it's not. It's them doing it on purpose. That's why there's this little verse. Look it up for me if y'all will. It might be in chapter 18. Little verse in Revelation where God says he's going to destroy those who destroy the earth. Monsanto, GMO foods. Now these people, think about this. People that are plotting. Think about one thing. Think about if these people hadn't have printed all these fake ballots and all this crap and got Trump out of America was prospering. Lowest unemployment, energy, new energy, exporting. We were exporting energy out the, wazoo. We were doing great. Yeah. You didn't hear anything, any problems in Afghanistan. The border was being sealed up. We were controlling what was coming in and coming out better. But think about just that. Just that. But you think about the world right now. Where you didn't have people trying to devalue currencies. You didn't have people stealing. You didn't have people shorting stocks and all this other stuff they do, manipulation. Think about how the world would be if they just left it alone. These evil folks. Just let everybody be free. The land would be cleaner. The water would be cleaner. The air would be cleaner. And if we got rid of these evil people went around. Look, and I'm talking about just these evil. I'm not talking about everybody had to be a saved or a Christian. If we just had normal folks, the world would be flourishing. But these evil people, these greedy, selfish, sociopath, psychopath, demon-possessed, devil-worshipping people want to just steal, kill, and destroy. And this is the world we live in. And folks, I hate to say it. We should do everything we can do to fight it. That's why I'm running for governor of Alabama. I'm trying to do what I can do. We should do everything we can do to fight it by speaking the truth, by telling folks about Jesus, by telling folks, explaining to them what's really going on. But ultimately, this is going to get worse and worse. And the only one that can stop it, that can stop it all, is the Lord Jesus Christ when he returns. That's why Revelation says the Spirit and the Bride say, come. The Holy Spirit is even crying out, Jesus, come back. the true church from the heart, from the depths. Lord, you got to come back. It's too evil now. It's too far gone now. We're going to do what we can through your help, Lord. But we know we are not going to stop this tsunami of evil. But he will. And you know what's good about that? Say, that sounds bad, Pastor Dean, but let me tell you what's good about that. That makes us put our faith and our trust where it should be, in Jesus and not in our own abilities. I know there's parts of the church world out there that believes in the dominion now, kingdom now, we're going to take over everything. And the church is going to conquer the world and then hand it to Jesus on a little silver platter. Nope, that's not going to happen. That's not what the Bible teaches. He will come, defeat the Antichrist, the beast world government, the UN, these wicked Jesuits like Fauci. He will come and defeat them. Now, again, that doesn't mean we sit back. We fight and occupy and war against this until he comes. That's what we do. So stand up, speak, be bold, tell the truth about everything, preach Jesus Christ of Nazareth as the way of salvation, as the way of forgiveness of sins, as the way to inherit eternal life. But you tell people the truth. The truth sets people free. And our job is to try to get as many people out of that system, out of the beast system, out of the horror of Babylon system, out of just being deceived by the media. We're to constantly give them the truth, whether they receive it or not. Remember, he told that to the prophet Ezekiel. Whether they hear or whether not, your job is to tell them. Your job is to do what's right at all times. Your job is to preach the word of God. Your job is to tell people about Jesus. Your job is to tell the truth about everything going on in the world. Even if they hate you. Even if they separate from your company. Even if they persecute you. We're going into a time, Jesus said, we're going into a time such as the world has never seen. Think about that. Go back to Matthew 24 and put that verse up. Verse 21, starting there. For then, he said, shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. Think about that for a minute. Does that sound like the church is going to take over, make it all better? No. Folks, this brainwashed world wouldn't have the church taking over. Y'all need to understand that. I mean, only in a state like Alabama could a preacher possibly get elected as governor. We've had one before. Arkansas had one. But in a state like New York or California, you think there's ever going to be a Christian pastor governor in any of these states? No, it's not going to happen. People don't want it. People wouldn't have it. No, they want a wicked heathen to do it. And then they want to complain when they get in there, right? Well, you put the liar in there. They know they're liars and thieves, and then they put the liars and thieves in there, and then they complain about the liars and thieves when they lie and steal. Isn't it something? Yeah. Bobby said he used to live there. It's true. What was that, Jersey? Jersey, yeah. Yeah. Jersey, New York. Yeah. He might. Now, Larry might, you know, because of Newsom doing so badly there, they might get somebody decent. It's very possible that it might happen. But, again, you think of the majority of the people in California? No. Miracles do happen, though. God does intervene. There's no way Trump should have won in 2016 in the natural world. There's no way he didn't without God's help. I'm going to tell you right now. I know it. The Spirit of God spoke to me about it. I know God intervened for that man many times because he wanted him to be president. Not because Trump was perfect, but because God wanted him to be president in 2016. Because I'm going to tell you, had we had Hillary, folks, you see what Biden's doing, she would have been worse because she's pure evil. She's the purest evil. She's been sifted. There is no righteousness or goodness in her. She is the modern day incarnation of Jezebel. And it would have been bad because that woman laughs about killing folks. Laughs. Cackles like a witch. Just like a witch. I know she's got a broom somewhere she rides on. But I need to quit. Let's stand. Y'all want to do a song? Let's do a song. Let's do a song that lifts up Jesus. Let's do I See the Lord. I love that one. So just about 7 more minutes and we'll be out of here. But I think we need to worship the Lord. Let me pray for you. Father, we love you. We thank you, God, for your word. We thank you for the truth. We thank you, God, that we can look at your word. We can look at history. We can look at what's really going on. We can put the puzzle together now, Lord, because you lead us and guide us into all truth, Holy Spirit. That's what you're doing in our lives. You're leading us and guiding us into all truth, speaking to us, showing us things to come. We know what's coming. We know, Lord, it's going to get rough. There's going to be tribulation in this world, great tribulation. And I believe we're in the beginning of it. But, Lord, we will be your light. You've called your church, your true church, your true born-again saints and believers. You've called us to be the light, to speak the truth, to stand for Jesus in the midst of an evil generation that's going more and more into the darkness. Lord, we know there's going to be more martyrs. We know there's going to be more persecution. But we will not back up, give up, quit, or be silenced. We will be the city set on a hill that cannot be hid. Let's all be that city on a hill. He said to us, you are the light of the world. Be the light of the world. In Jesus' name.
See the Lord and his train fills the temple. See the Lord, he is high and lifted up. And his strength fills the temple. I see the Lord, he is high and lifted up, and angels cry. Angels cry, holy is the Lord. See the Lord, his eyes are flaming like fire. See the Lord, and his hair is white as gold. And angels cry, angels cry, holy, holy is the Lord.
angels cry.
Angels cry.
Holy,
holy is the Lord.
Angel came and he touched the cold to my lips. Yeah, they did. Now my guilt is gone and my sin has been forgiven. And I cry,
and I cry,
I cry, holy. Calls to me, whom shall I send? And I say, Lord, my house and my land and my cars and my job and my family and my stuff is not more important than you.
Go ahead and praise him. Let me hear a shout. to Jesus, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He shall return. Amen. All right. Well, you guys know the drill around here. Hug some necks before you leave. We're eating downstairs. Anybody wants to go get stuff? Come back and eat downstairs. You're welcome to stay. God bless. We're out of here. Love y'all.